some unknown reason, the only thing that we put or could put on the internet was the last 15 seconds of my prayer. And we don't know why that happened. Larry called me and he said, "We got a problem, Houston." And anyway, so we've been off the internet for a little bit. And so let me just say to those who watch on the internet, we are sorry about that. And appreciate the emails of people who, one guy emailed me and said, "Well, did they fire you or what?" And I said, "Well, no, not yet, but you know, every week, I go from week to week around there, so you never know." But anyway, we're going to try to make sure we're on the internet today. We have finished up our series on how to receive God's greatest blessing. And I'll say this again, I've never been more proud of a congregation that truly opened up their eyes and hearts to God's word and responded. Since the first of the year, we have not had an offering under $1,000 in this church. The next series goes a little bit along with it, but it's how to survive 2013. Now, we're already into the middle of February, but we don't have a clue what's going to happen. I mean, some of us have already had a good year so far. Some of us have had a rough year so far. I mean, poor Calipari.
Don't go there.
But I mean, I'm just saying that we never know from day to day what we're going to face. Is that true? That's right. There's nothing funny about that. As a matter of fact, that's challenging. I don't have a clue what I'm going to deal with today. I live it moment by moment, letting Jesus guide me, strengthen me every moment. Because if I don't, I'm in for a wild day, week, month, year, rest of my life. You see, the choice comes down to you and to me on whether or not we want God in our lives. And when we accept Jesus and when we invite Him into our lives, then God's Word, the Bible, a marvelous book, I really recommend that you study it. I really do. It'll change your life. It gives us some guidelines on how to receive God's blessings. You need God's blessings every day. There's not a moment, not a day, not a time in your life, I don't care whether you're rich, poor, middle class, black, white, green, or yellow. It doesn't make any difference. You need God's blessings upon your life every day. You should want that and desire that. And again, as I've said many times during this series, if I asked you if God's blessed you, raise your hand. Well, of course we all would, because that would be the political correctness thing to do, was to say, "Yes, God has blessed me." But God's blessings could stop this moment. This is biblical. You turn your back on God. You don't follow His rules. And I really believe there'd be a few people around here that would give testimonies of when you were out of the will of God, it really wouldn't have pretty solid.
Amen.
So it can stop. So the choice is yours. How you listen and respond to God's word determines whether or not God's going to bless you or not. Is that simple enough for you? Is that understandable? Say amen.
Amen.
Alright, let us take a look at the psalmist, how he writes this. I want you to look at it again. How to survive 2013. We know how to receive God's blessing. Let's take it one step further. Brother Larry, I'm ready whenever you are, sir. Psalms, chapter 34, verses 6 through 10. Look at this. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard. Really, I could just stop there and go on that week. So there's a lot here. Bow your heads with me. Is every head is bowed? Every eyes closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, may we truly understand what it is to call upon you. Father, may your scripture come alive on the page. That we truly understand it, respond to it, receive it, and say, thank you, Jesus. May God's people be hungry for God's word. Not only hungry, but once truly they hear it, they act upon it. Father, be with this church. Be with this congregation. Be with all those watching by internet. May God truly bless us as we follow His word. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And everyone say it?
Amen.
All right, look at this with me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Now there's some key words in here. Let's take the first one. Poor man. Now, we could look at this and say, well, it means he was broke. He didn't have any money. But usually, if you don't have any money, you're poor. All right? Now, most of you in here got all kinds of money. So y'all don't know what that means. All right? But I don't think that's really what this means. When it says this poor man cried, if you're out of the will of God, you're poor.
Amen.
If you don't know Jesus, you're broke. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. You're not going to put that in the casket. You're not going to take that with you. All right? So here it means that this man was without God. That's what this means. He didn't know God. He had invited Jesus into his heart. So he says, this poor man cried. Cried means he reached out to Jesus, to God. And the Lord heard him. I promise you. Here's one of the greatest promises in the Word of God. If you cry out to the Lord, I promise you, He will hear you. Give the Lord a hand of applause there, God. Not only will He hear you and save you out of all His troubles. How many troubles can you have? List after list. Are you married? You got troubles. Raise your hand today. All right. That's right. Donnie, put yours down. All right. Now here's the word. What's that say? All. I don't care how deep in sin you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you passed. I don't care if you're in jail. I don't care if you're broke, rich. I don't make any difference to me. Whatever it is that you bring to God and say, Lord, forgive me, He will forgive you and He will take care of all of your troubles.
Amen.
Troubles. We all know what that means. We all know what it is to be troubled. Now, look back. Let's just save us from our troubles. That's just one thing. Goes on. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear Him and what? Delivereth them. Now this poor man's cried out, the Lord heard him and He saved him. Now He's put His angel around him to what? Protect him. Believe me, you need God's angels around you every day to protect you. Because just as soon as you're saved, you think Satan's had a big deal with you. Before you're saved, you wait till you get saved. Here comes Satan, and he loves to destroy you. He wants to destroy your witness. He wants to destroy everything in the world about you. That's what he does. So now he's got a real good reason. You think that he didn't like you before, he can't stand you now. Now here it is the deal. Here's what's so great about it. Is once I accept Jesus Christ and His angels become around me, let Satan come. I can't. I could stop Satan if I wanted to. You think if I say, Satan, get away from me, he's going to do that? He's going to laugh at me. I have absolutely no power over Satan whatsoever. The key of it is that I serve the Lord who has all power over him.
Amen.
And if I serve Him, want to serve Him, I'm dedicated to Him, I present my life to Him, I live for Him, I obey Him, I obey His word, I give, I tithe, I do all that I'm supposed to do, that even though I am beyond being saved and all of my troubles, He is going to surround me and deliver me. Deliver me from what? deliver me from anything Satan throws at me.
Amen.
And even if I lose my life, it doesn't make any difference. Because I'm just passing through. You understand that? I'm just passing through. Because when I take my last breath, as I'm going to eternity.
Amen.
And then Satan will never be able to have anything to do with me anymore. Because I will be with him forever. For glory and glory and glory to Jesus. Give the Lord have applause. So how do I deserve it? I'll get it out of me. I tell you the truth. My words sometimes get a little. I look out and I see different ones of you in the congregation. And I love, because I love being back down here on the floor. I love being down here among sinners. I just do. I mean, it just makes me feel good. You know, because I'm not over here. That's what I'm saying. You know, don't put me on a pedestal. I don't want to be there. It's too far for me to fall. All right? So I love to be down. But when I'm down here, I love it. And I look around, and a lot of eyes are on me. There's only three people speaking. I wouldn't call them out of names. I wouldn't do that. Okay? But sometimes some of you change your appearance, and I love that. I really do. And somebody in this audience has changed their appearance. Yes, I'm talking about drastically. They've changed their appearance. And it's wonderful if that's what this person wanted to do. Y'all have any idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not some of you do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Brother Mike looks very professional. Hey, you look like a Baptist baby, I'm telling you. Hey. Yeah. Actually, I like it, to be honest with you. I like the Holy Ghost. I thought he gave you care. So you lost all of that. But anyway. But it's amazing what God can do in our lives when He surrounds us. And that's what this is all about. How do you survive 2013? You survive it by putting Jesus around you. Surround you. All the way around you. Not just halfway. All the way around you. Because that means He's going to protect you. Because Satan won't come just right head on at you. You know, he is blown up. He comes from sleep. He comes when you're sleeping. Oh, he comes at you. He comes at you in your dreams and everywhere else. But as long as Jesus, and I'm serving Him, and He is encamped around me, He cannot get to me, touch me, harm me in any way, because I am a child of the King.
Amen. Amen.
Now, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Now, I love this, because my mother used to quote this to me all the time. I was very, very particular in my food intake when I was a child and a teenager. I mean, there's just some things I didn't like. I didn't like how it looked. You know, one of these days your memories want to go, and I remember she would say the same thing to me over and over and over and over again. Just taste it. Taste it. Taste it. Try it. I said, I can't be on how it looks. She says, I don't care. Just taste it. And then, if you don't like it, then you can say, I tried it. You can't take something by how it looks. I mean, look at some of the people y'all chose to get married to. You can't do that. Sometimes, you know, it takes a little kiss, takes a little taste, okay? See that? You know, I mean, you don't marry somebody without a little kiss. I mean, I tried to kiss Monica several times before we got married. Two, maybe that. Once. Larry, I can keep telling the story on and on if you bring the scripture back up, but I don't know how many stories I can keep telling you. I mean, when Monica's out sick, well, I can tell you some stories. The trouble is, when you're on the internet, you can go back and then see all this, and then I get in trouble. See what I'm saying? Here it is. Here's the philosophy. Try God. Try it. What are we talking about in this first series here? The only place where we looked at, where he said there, Malachi said, try me, test me, see if I won't give you a blessing if you follow my rules. And some of you now are following his rules. Try it, see. If you don't like God, you don't love God, but you won't like word of life dead. Read what he says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I promise you, if you taste of God, you accept God, oh, I promise you, you're going to love him. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. The only way you're going to be blessed, and this is all about blessings, is to trust in him. That's the only way to do it. It's not going any other direction. I don't care how hard you work, I don't care how much money you make. Blessings are only going to come when you trust in God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do like and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Amen.
You ought to be done every day. You ought to be good every day. You ought to have an art refrigerator. You ought to have it in your billfold. You ought to have it wherever it is you can see it. Because it don't get any better than that. Let's break it apart. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Fear means to serve him. Respect him. Honor him. You do that when you accept Jesus Christ. When you accept his Son, God's going to bless you as long as you follow his rules. Because see, salvation is just step one in all these hundreds of steps. It's not the end result, it's the beginning. Because some people somehow or another get confused. They walk the aisles, they accept Jesus Christ. I go back here and I baptize him, and then I don't see him. And somehow or another they think, well, they've made it right with God. Now, I'm telling you, listen to me very closely, especially in the internet world. Just saying I believe in something doesn't make it so. You understand that? Just because I put you in the water, I didn't do a thing. That water can't save you.
Amen.
There's nothing in that water that can save you. The only thing that saves you is Jesus Christ and true belief in him.
Amen.
That's what it's about. Period. Nothing else. And once you do, you should have a desire to open up his word. Now, I'm not asking you to be a Bible scholar from the time you open up his word. That's ridiculous. But if you come to church enough, you're going to learn God's word because we're going to open it up. We're going to study. You come to Sunday school enough. We've got Sunday school teachers who are going to open up the word of God and you're going to study it. That's what we do. That's what it's about. Salvation is the beginning. Now we have what we call growth. It's like when you're born. Like this little precious thing here. Here. This is just the beginning. See, this is new and this is old. Well, you had that coming, didn't you? Okay? Now, you see, there's a difference there, isn't there? In between there, there's a lot of growing up. Well, that's exactly what it is in the spiritual world. We start off as babies, but we don't want to stay babies. We want to grow up. We want to grow up. We want to mature. You do that by coming to God's house and reading God's word, studying God's word, and praying daily. This is how you grow up in the Lord. And when you do, marvelous things happen. Because no matter really how strong you think you are, it doesn't matter. Because when you look at verse 10, I really want this to open up to you. The greatest hunters on this planet are lions. Let's put this way for you. And the young lions do lie and suffer hunger. Lions starve to death. They're the greatest hunters on the planet. There's a reason for this. Where did you look at it? Where did you come alive? I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what you think of yourself. I promise you, if you don't go to war, you are going to be hungry. May not be physically, but one day when you take that last breath, you're going to be hungry for one thing, and that's for peace of mind and the love of heaven when you're in damnation called hell.
Amen. That's
right. I don't care how strong you are, how young you are, how rich you are. It won't make any difference. One day, I promise you, you're going to suffer if you don't understand that what it's all about is not you. It's about Jesus. That's it. That's what this is about. Look how this ends. But they that seek the Lord shall not want of any good thing. Not good thing. This doesn't mean you get everything that you want, because the things that you want may not be good for you. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I love to eat, but it's not good for me. You know? And I paid the price for some of that. You know, we'd all like to have some type of big, fancy, luxury automobile. This thing costs money. It costs every month. We love big and some big mansions. They cost money. They want the fancy clothes. Man, that costs money. The trouble of it is, listen to me closely. We got people that are rich driving the fanciest cars, the fastest cars, the richest cars, living in the greatest mansions on the planet. They can't get a good night's sleep because they don't know God. And there are homeless people that know Jesus Christ, and I promise you one day we'll have more in heaven than whatever they had here on earth. I promise you that. People more in heaven. Yeah. It's not all about things of this world. But I will promise you this, if you know Jesus, anything that you need, He knows about it. He's going to see that you've got it. When you honor Him, when you give your tithe, when you give your offering, and you do what you're supposed to do, God's going to look after His people, and He's going to bless you, and He's going to see that whatever you need, you've got it. I believe that. I've stood on that, and I'll go to my grave believing that. That is what it's all about. How do you survive 2013 in this series? Is you put God first in your life. Accept it. His Son, Jesus. It's a life change. It will change you for eternity. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Presence is in this place. Your amazing grace is in this place. Father, if there be one here today that's lost and has not ever accepted you as Lord and Savior, may this be the day that they come and make a public decision to say, I want to be with Jesus. I want to accept Him as my Savior. There are no greater decisions on this planet in the lifetime that you live than to know Jesus Christ. Maybe you do know the Lord, but there's just something in your heart that you're struggling with. Come to this altar. I promise you, His angels are in this place. Open up your heart to Him. And I promise you, He will touch your heart. For something you want me to pray with you about, come and let me pray with you. I would take that as an honor. But most of all, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is the moment. This is the time. It's not by accident that you're here today, but God has planned it through the ages for you to be here. This is your moment in time. Because the clock is ticking. And I promise you, Jesus is here today. Will you come? Will you come in the name of Jesus? Father, bless these ones. All that we do, may it bring glory to Jesus. In His precious and holy name we pray. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. Will you come in the name of Jesus?